Okay, Chefer, in Siman Sadi Tes If Vav, there are two issues that I want to address. The first issue is as follows. The Rama tells me that when an Isser becomes batal, Isser shenis batal, could go and try Yeshishim Kenegdo, v'nitosef achar kach min ha-Isser harishon. Let's have an Isser that was batal. And then I add more of the same Isser. So chozer v'neyer v'nesar. The Isser comes back. The Isser becomes reawakened. Loshna b'mino, loshna b'mishaino mino, loshna yavish b'yavish, loshna lach, loshna noda, loshna lo noda. Basically, according to the Rambam, in all situations, we're going to say that an Isser that was batal and an additional Isser comes in, it becomes Usser again. That is the basic yisod. Now, this is really a very general question that appears a number of times in Shas, and some of the Tosfos in over here are massive. There's a Tosfos in Bava Kamma Daf Kuf that is as long as the Golos. And basically, the question is, when do I assume the Kamma Kamma Bottle, and when do I assume Chozer V'Nesar? Chozer V'Neir, Chozer V'Nesar, right? In other words, Kamma Kamma Bottle would mean that because the Isser is coming in, and it's Bottle, and each drop of Isser that comes in subsequently is also batal, so maybe I should assume that, okay, batal is batal is batal, and perhaps we could even argue that the Isser that originally came in was batal, and that Isser is transformed to become heter, and then that Isser can also be mitzdarif with the subsequent that Isser can be mitzdarif with the other heter to mevatal all the subsequent Isser. I could say it like that. That I would assume would be the pashtus. Or maybe I assume the Chozer V'Neir. Maybe I assume that. No. Lamaisa, the Isser came in, and now Achreik and Chol Sakol have so much Isser over here that it couldn't be Batal. So maybe the Isser is not going to be Batal, and it's going to remain Osir. That's really the Shaila. This question comes up in Avodah Zarah Daf Ayin Gimel, which has happened what I'm up to with my Gemara Shir on Shabbos. One of the guys in the Shir noticed I actually made an appearance in the base Medrash of Shabbos because my Yoriday notes were here, and I figured, okay, like I should say the same thing in both places, even though I don't think I have any overlap whatsoever, but it's the same Torah. So the Mishnah in Avodah Zarah tells me that Yayin Nesach is Aser B'Kol Shehu. That Yayin Nesach, any tiny drop of Yayin Nesach is going to be Aser. Rabbi Nutam has a shita. There's only Yayin Nesach is Aser B'Kosher Hu, but Stam Yelam is not Aser B'Kosher Hu. Stam Yelam is Batal B'Shishim. Lamaisa, the Mordechai comments that even the Rabbi Nutam was not Samech on his own shita. Even the Rabbi Nutam did not rely that Stam Yelam is going to be Batal B'Shishim. And in Shulchan Aruch we say that we should not rely on Stam Yelam being Batal B'Shishim. Zulas B'Makom, significant Hefzid. That's basically Aleph. So the Mishnah says that Yayin Nesach is Aser B'Kol Shehu. Gotcha. Now, there are two ways that Yayin Nesach could be Aser B'Kol Shehu, and you have to think about this a little bit creatively. One way that Yayin Nesach could be Aser B'Kol Shehu is the Pashtus way, I would say, which is that I have Yayin, Kosher Yayin, and I'm dripping with my medicine dropper some Yayin Nesach into that regular Yayin. In that situation, I'd assume that that's going to be Aser B'Mashu. That's what I would have said if you'd ask me. But Reb Dimi in the Gemara doesn't say like that. Reb Dimi in the Gemara comes along, and Reb Dimi says that he thinks that when we say Yayin Nesach is Aser B'Mashrehu, what that means is if the Yayin Nesach is at the bottom, and then Heter falls into the Yayin Nesach, no? Any tiny amount of Yayin Nesach will Aser the Heter that comes in after. Let's say I have Yayin Nesach at the bottom, and then I pour a big jug of Yayin into that Yayin Nesach. So in that situation, it's all going to be Aser. Apparently, as the Ran explains there in Avodah Zarah Lamed Vav B'Dapei Harif, the Ran explains that whatever is Bimkomo has greater kayach on the thing that's Shalom Bimkomo. So let's just chazer over. Reb Dimi tells me that when I say Yayin Nesach is Aser B'Mashrehu, what that means really is that only when I have Yayin Nesach at the bottom and then I put Heter into it, only then does it become Aser. However, Zek Reb Dimi, if I have Heter at the bottom and I'm dripping Yayin Nesach in, so Reb Dimi is going to say, in that situation, we're going to assume that it's all Heter based on the rules of Kamma Kamma Batal. Any tiny drop of Yayin Nesach is going to be Batal. The only time it's not going to be true is when the Yayin Nesach is at the bottom. Dripping Yayin Nesach into Heter, Reb Dimi says, is going to be Mutter based on the rules of Kamma Kamma Batal. Wow. Now, it's a very big chiddush of Reb Dimi. In fact, such a big chiddush that we don't pass him like Reb Dimi, no? Such a big chiddush that Reb Dimi is rejected. And we assume that if I have yayin shel heter and I'm dripping yayin nesef into it, we assume l'maisa that it's going to be aser, that I don't say kama kama batal. We assume even in that situation, we'll assume that yayin nesef is aser v'mashehu. However, the Rishonim never cease to amaze us about how they can find nuance in the sugya. And if you look here in the Ran on Lamed Vav Bedafei Harif, this is the Ran, by the way. It's like a whole page of Ran. It's a little bit long. No? Any of you guys tried to do this Machlokes Raavan and Ramban inside?
The first line of the Ran.
The first line of the Ran. Okay. Something. And the Ran goes on, also very long. Everything in the sugya of Kama Kama Batal is massive. But the Ran quotes from the Ra'ivid that special chumrah of Yayin Nesach that we do not say Kama Kama Batal. By every other Isra in the book, Zuck the Ran, we're going to assume Kama Kama Batal. That means, Zuck the Ran, that let's say I have kosher meat and I'm dropping chaylev into it, no? So every drop of chaylev becomes mutter, no? And then, Achrei Kechlei Sakol, this is an amazing Ravid. Achrei Kechlei Sakol is like the Ravid. I'm going to assume that what? I'm going to assume that even though it tastes mamish like chaylev, no? But it's going to be mutter. It's kasher chaylev. Because each drop of chaylev that fell in was heter, no? So memela, Achrei Kechlei Sakol, I can have kasher chaylev. I can have kasher chazer, no? I'm dropping chazer into my noodles, one drop at a time. Zuck the Ravid, Heter Gamor, because Kama Kama Bottle. The Gemara says we don't say Kama Kama Bottle. Zuck the Ravid, that's a special halacha in Yayin Nesach, that we don't say Kama Kama Bottle. Besides Yayin Nesach, we're going to say Kama Kama Bottle, B'chol HaTeira Kula. Wow. Comes along the Ramban. And the Ramban says, and by the way, Tosfos on Ayin Gimel, Amud Aleph, and Avodah Zarah, the longer Tosfos, assumes like this Ramban. The longer Tosfos says that this that we say, Kama Kama Bato, even Reb Dimi is not going to say it when it's going to be nice and tam. And he like asks as a reductio ad absurdum, Dilo Tema Hachi. How could it be that it's going to be mutter, frek the Tosfos, no? In this Tosfos ki asa. Right? So basically what Tosfos is saying, what the Ramban is saying, is that hayitachin, how could it be that it's going to be mutter? Lamaisa, tastes like chaylev, it tastes like chazer. How could it be mutter, no? But the Ravid assumes that even though it tastes like chazer, it tastes like chaylev, it's going to be mutter. V'cha'ora, they're arguing about a nekuda within the halacha of tam, no? Do I assume the tam ke'ikr creates an iser, that whenever there's nesinus tam, it's by definition usr? Or do I assume that no, that tam ke'ikr is just a raya that it's not going to be batal? But if I know for sure that there's bittal, so then I'm not going to say the din of Tam Ke'ikr. Right? This might be the machlokes that we encountered in our youth between the Ran and the Isser V'Heter. No? Remember this? What about Milsa Davida L'Taima B'Yosei Mishishim? Is that a din d'Oraisa? That's a din d'Rabbanan. Shach Sadiches of Katan Choftes assumes that's only a din d'Rabbanan. Rebbe Kiva Eger of Nart assumes from the Ran that's going to be a din d'Oraisa. No? We said over Shtigl Tov from Bashar Weiss about that. But the basic machlokes might be that when I have bittul b'shishim, I know that I have bittul b'shishim, and I have nesinus tam, does that really mean there's an iser d'oraisa? Or do I assume that no, just because there's tam doesn't mean it's iser d'oraisa? If there's bittul, you know there's bittul, so yes, there's tam, maybe there's an iser d'rabbanon of sorts, and maybe what the Ravid is saying is not that's heter gomer, by the way, maybe the Ravid is assuming it's going to be iser d'rabbanon, it's only heter gomer level d'oraisa, that's what I'm trying to suggest. But the fact is, this machlokes between the Ravid and the Ramban should be nogea to that fundamental question about whether Nesinus Tam can create an Isser D'Oraisa la'achar Bittul B'Shishim. So far good? Okay, not so bad. Now, Shulchan Aruch obviously doesn't follow the Ravid Kivuzeh. No? The Ravid assumes that what? The Ravid assumes that we're going to assume Kama Kama Batal. Shulchan Aruch Paskin is that we say Chozer V'Neir. That's the Aleph Beis of the Sugya. The Reb Feivel Cohen, the Badei HaShulchan, assumes, or he, Reb Feivel questions, this din that we assume la halacha that's chayzer v'neir, is that a din d'oraisa? Is that a din d'rabbanan? Right now, again, one could split between chayzer v'neir in the case of min b'she'en omina when there's nesinas tam, and chayzer v'neir in other situations when there's no nesinas tam. No, like remember the Ramah gives us a very very broad chayzer v'neir angle. No, the Ramah says it doesn't matter if it's yavish b'yavish, min b'minay, min b'she'en minay, no da lo no da. In any situation, it's chayzer v'neir. Right? If it'd be up to me, I would say maybe the din d'oraisa, according to the Ramban, would be when there's nesinas tam, and the din d'rabbanan is when it's not nesinas tam. That could certainly be. And Reb Fivel, I think, on in the Badei HaShulchan, the Be'urim that correspond to Osamachay in the in his book. So Reb Fivel tries to argue that way as well. But Reb Fivel quotes from the Chazayin Ish that the din chayzer v'neir is sometimes a din d'oraisa. There are those who assume the whole din chayzer v'neir is in ganzen d'rabbanan. Reb Fivel quotes that he thinks the din is the oraisa, and he makes a tzushtel to a discussion in Meseches Yevamos on Daf Pei Beis. In order for mikveh to be kosher, you need arba'im sa'ah of mayim. No, you have 40 sa'ah, whatever that equals, of kosher water. That's what kosher mikveh is. Let's say I have mei peiros next to a mikveh kshera. So there's a shayla in the Rishonim there in Yevamos Pei Beis. Am I worried about nasan sa'av and not al sa'av? Am I worried about that maybe, right, originally I have 40 sa'av kosher water and some treif water next to it. So the kosher water is going to be matcher the treif water somehow. But with time, I'm going to take out the kosher water, no? Do I assume that it doesn't matter if I take out the kosher water, that all the treif water became kosher? Or do I assume that, no, I'm really worried that nasan sa'ah and natal sa'ah is going to create a problem, no? Is this clear, the way I'm saying it over? Let's take our mikvahs, for example. Our mikvahs have 40 sa'ah of mayim ksherim, which are usually behind a wall. And then there's a plug in the wall. And when you go to the mikveh, so the water that I go into is not kosher water. The water I go into was filled up from a tap. But there's a plug in the wall. I pull out the plug, and through this miraculous process of hashaka, I kasher the mikveh water that I immerse in. No? That's basically the way it works. Now, there's a little problem when you think about it, because the Rishonim have a discussion. Does Hashaka have to be Hashaka Tmidis? Or is Hashaka good enough if I did Hashaka Pamachas? Meaning to say, when I pull the plug out, I have, this is where I'm being taivol. This is the bar Tevila. This over here, next to it, is the bar of Mayim Ksherim. This is rainwater that came and was accumulated. And over here, this is water that came from the sink, came from a hose. This water I can't taivol in. The only way I'm taivoling in this water is because what? Is because I do hashaka, because I pull the plug. Sometimes pulling the plug is mutter. That's the chiddush of mikvahs, right? So I pull the plug, and that's why this water is going to be kosher. The Rishonim discuss: you have to toivel in the mikvah while the plug is pulled, or can you toivel in the mikvah even though the plug is in place? The shach is machmir. It's of cutting kufiyot beis and mikvahos. That you have to be toivel with the plug out of place. What's called hashaka tmidis. So far, so good, right? Now, problem. If I have hashaka tmidis, so then I'm going to end up with something called diffusion. You see, I have kosher water here. I have treif water here. This treif water became kosher based on pulling the plug. With time, what will happen is that the formerly kosher water will go through the hole and end up where the treif water is, correct? And everybody knows that you don't leave the same water there for a long time, because women don't like going into dirty mikvahs that have had water there from sheishas and mebrashis. So therefore, right, we clean the mikvah and we take out the meha'ir and we fill up new meha'ir. But don't they have a problem? Because maybe I should be worried about the diffusion, that the kosher water went here, the treif water went there, no? That's called nasan sa'ah v'natal sa'ah. That you're adding a sa'ah and you're taking out a sa'ah. And do you have to worry that that's going to mess everything up? It happens that, and this is a kasha that I've been thinking about for the last like 15, 20 minutes, not that much longer, but the 99.9% of Rishonim are Mekol on Nosan Sab and Ato Sab by Mikvahos. 99.9% of Rishonim. It happens that by our Mikvahs, we're Machmir. We tried a couple of complicated ways to avoid this problem. But La Halacha, right, 99.9% is going to be Mekel. We have a principle that we don't want to build a mikvah that's only kosher according to 99.9% of Rishonim. A mikvah has to be kosher l'kulei alma. No? You don't want one woman in town to say, I'm not going to the mikvah. Because if any one woman says she's not going to the mikvah because she's choshish for the sheepdove, the rashmi yuhuppets, or something, so then everything falls apart. That's really bad. Right? So, we have complicated ways of trying to solve this problem, not so simple. Who which Rishonim are Machmer, Nasan Sa'a and Natal Sa'a? Which Rishonim are Machmer in that? The Rishonim who are Machmer in that are the Raivid and the Bahamar. Ooh. Now, so the Raivid is assuming that what? That Nasan Sa'a and Natal Sa'a is going to be a problem. That's really a fancy way of saying Choser V'Neir. That's a fancy way of saying that even though the water used to be bottle, but bittle. One second. No, I said it backwards. No, that's right. That's right. The Ravid is Machmir. The Ravid says Choser V'Neir. Right? The Ravid assumes that by the mikvah it's going to be Usser. Yet the same Ravid is the one Shita who assumes that by Isser V'Heter for real, we really hold Kama Kama bottle. So, Masha Ani Lomei Vinkait is as follows. How can it be that the Ravid is such a makel on Isser V'Heter, and he assumes Kama, Kama bottle, and even if it tastes like Chelev, Achrei Kechoy Sako, it's Kosher Chelev against the Ramban, no? When the Ravid himself is the biggest machmir by Mikvais, and assumes that Nasan Sa'av and Natal Sa'av is Mamish going to be Aser, right? Reb Fiva Cohen in his Bi'urim, he says, oh, the Raya for Choser V'Neir is from the din of Nasan Sa'av and Natal Sa'av. Right, but then I got a problem within my Ravids.
It's mine.
It's my, but so what? There's no.
I mean,
in other words, the Ravid is Mako even when there's Tom. Right, the Tom is a reason lesser, and the Ravid is Mako. He says Kama Kama Bottle. Even the Ravid is like biggest Mako in Judaism. The Ravid says I have noodles that Marish tastes like chalav. It's all going to be kosher because I was dripping the chalav in, right, little bit by little bit by little bit. Hayitochin that the Zelba Ravid who's worried about Nasan Sa'a V'Natal Sa'a is going to be by Mikvais, right, is going to be Mako by Isurim. This is my problem. Okay. I'm probably getting too involved in this. Let's be more pshat. Rama. We assume Choser V'Neir, no matter what, right? Doesn't matter, Yavish b'Yavish, Lach b'Lach, Min b'Minoi, Min b'She'eno Mino. Noda, lo noda. The Rama says we're going to be Mekel. We're going to be Machmir. Excuse me. Rama says we're Machmir no matter what. Now this issue of noda or lo noda, am I Machmir or am I Mekel, is a machlokus between the Ravid and the Rambam in the 13th chapter of Hilchos Trumos. Now there's a Mishnah in Meseches Trumos that is really the source of the noda and lo noda discussion. Mishnah tells me, it's the Mishnah before the Mishnah that we learned. Right? We studied a Mishnah about Im Ba'anis El Chatzchila, which was the last Mishnah of Perek Hei of Trumos. In what's it called? The anti-penultimate Mishnah? The last before the last? Right? So in the last, before the last Mishnah of Trumos, the Mishnah says, so a Truma that falls into Meya, velo hispik lahagbiya, ad shenafla acherim, right? In other words, you have one saw of truma that falls into meya, and then you do not, you're not magbia, you don't remove the truma until more truma falls in. Hareza asura, Reb Shimon is matir. Mishnah says it's asur. Reb Shimon says it's going to be mutter. The Yerushalmi comments that there's a difference between noda and lo noda. The Rambam in Perek Yud Gimel of Trumas Halacha Vav, the Rambam tells me that if it's noida, Zak the Rambam, for Sa'ah of Truma falls into Meya, and you know that it fell in, so because it's Yediyas HaTaruvis, Zak the Rambam, so it's going to be Mutter. The Ravid disagrees with the Rambam. And the Ravid says, even when there's Yediyas HaTaruvis, it's going to be Aser. In other words, even though there's a machloikes hatanoyim in the Mishnah, the Tanna Kama says it's usser. Reb Shimon says it's matir. Zuck the Ravid. Or I'll say it like this. We'll start with the Rambam first. The Rambam's going to say that that machloikes is talking about when it's lo noda. When it's noda, even the Chachamim are going to say it's mutter. The Ravid, however, is going to say that it's a machlokas in the Perish of the Yerushalmi. The Ravid is going to say that the machlokas Tanakama and Reb Shimon is when it is Noda, and as such, we pass on like the Tanakama that Noda is Aser. Right? This is really a very fundamental question. The Rambam is telling me that if you have Yediyas HaTarovis, so Yediyas HaTarovis means that now I know that there's a suffix. So therefore there's going to be Bittul, Zok the Rambam. By Noida, it's going to be Mutter, no? The only time that I'm worried about Chozer V'Neir, according to the Rambam, is when it's Lo Noda. The Ravid, however, says that even by Yediyas HaTarovis, even when it's Noda, still it is going to be Chozer V'Neir. Now the Beis Yosef quotes this Machlokas Rambam and Ravid, and the Beis Yosef says, you know what? The Rambam only says this din in Hilchos Trumas. No? And when it comes to regular treif foods, like the Beis Yosef, even the Rambam would acknowledge that when it's Noda, there is no Bittul that's created. Meaning to say, the Beis Yosef is sticking by the guns, the same thing that the Torah said, that same thing that appears in the Ramah, that it doesn't matter whether it's Noda or Lo Noda, it's going to always be Chozer V'Neir. The Isser comes back. Why does the Isser come back? Sof Kol Sof, there's Isser here. So the Isser comes back. Aye, the Rambam said that by Noda, the Isser doesn't come back. Says the Beis Yosef, that Rambam is only talking about Hilchos Trumas. That Rambam is not talking about anything else. That means that according to the Beis Yosef, which is what the Ramah paskins by us, no matter what, it's going to be Chozer V'Neir. And this is found in the Ramah, in the Sefer Toiris Chatos, in Klau Pei Hei Os Yud, that the Shach references here in Os, whatever it's called, in Os Chaf Aleph. Right? The Ramah here is based on that Ramah on Teres Chatos, which is that doesn't matter Noida, doesn't matter Loi Noida, no matter what you say, Chozer V'Neir, doesn't matter Min B'Mino, Yavish B'Yavish, you always say Chozer V'Neir. But comes along the Shach, and the Shach says, hold it, whoa, 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 whoa. Hey, Mr. Rosenzweig, you got rape shot in the Beis Yosef?
Not sure. Yes.
We can fight that later. Comes on the Shach, and the Shach says, Ramah, you're too machmir. You're too machmir. Because if I have a taruvis of yavesh be yavesh, min b'minoy, and noda, so then it's not going to be chozer v'neir. What the Shach is saying, and this is found in the Hagos Sharei Dur at the beginning of Klal Lamed Tes that the Shach references. Right? The Shach is basically pulling a fast one over here. It's an amazing Shach when you look up the sources. Shach says, if you read the Ramon Teres Chatos, he's quoting from the Maharai, from the Trumas Hadeshen. The Maharai that he's quoting is probably a Maharai in Hagoy Sharidura. Well, I'll send you to Hagoy Sharidura that says differently than what the Darki Moshe is quoting, differently than what the Torah Schatz is quoting from the Hagoy Sharidura. And that's basically what this whole Ramon Ois Chofalof is doing. The Maharai in Hagoy Sharidura, the beginning of Klal Lametes, assumes that the only time I'm going to be Machmir when to say Chozer V'Neir is if there is going to be some possibility of Nesinas Tam. You see, when we started with the Ramban, we said, okay, Ramban, you say it's Aser, why is it Aser? Like Tosfos said, Anayin Gimel Avodah Zarah. It's Aser because it tastes like Chazer, no? So, if it's Shayich to have some sort of Nesinas Tam, then I'm going to be Machmir. But for that, I need to be either min b'she'enoi minoi, which I'm always gozer, atu some sort of nesinas tam, or I need to be, alach b'lach, which I'm always gozer, is going to be aser, atu a case of nesinas tam, or I need to be even a yavish b'yavish by min b'she'enoi minoi, where there might be nesinas tam if you cook it together. But if you have a yavish b'yavish, min b'mino, and it's noda, says the Shach, I, Shach, am inclined that in that situation we will not say Chozer V'Neir. Okay? The Yisur of the Shach, Mr. Breslau, are you with me? Let's say it again. Ramah tells me that no matter what, it's Chozer V'Neir. If I have more Yisur, that I have Bittul, and more Yisur comes in, the Ramah says it becomes Usur when you no longer have a Shir Bittul. It doesn't matter if it was Yavesh be Yavesh, min b'mino, min b'she'eno mino, doesn't matter, know that, we'll know that, it doesn't matter, it's all going to be Aser. Big chumra in the Ramah. Comes along the Shach, and the Shach says, listen up, Rabbi Say. The Shach says, if you have Yavesh be Yavesh, min b'mino, and know that, meaning to say, you know that there's a tarufis of yavish b'yavish min b'mino. You know that that one piece of kosher meat got mixed up, that one piece of treif meat got mixed up with two pieces of kosher meat. Right? So it's batel. You know it's batel. And then you add additional pieces of treif. Says the Shach, he's inclined that in that case it should be mutter. Yavish b'yavish min b'mino with no dash should be mutter, says the Shach. Why? Because there can't be Nesinas Tam. The only reason I'm worried about Chozer V'Neir is because, well, how could it be Mutter? How could it be that? It tastes like Chazer, it's going to be Mutter. But if it's Min B'mino, and there's no possibility on the planet it tastes like Chazer, Min B'mino Yavish B'yavish, Min B'mino Lach B'lach, Ichveis, like it looks a little bit like a Taruvis of Min B'she'eno Mino. But Min B'mino Yavish B'yavish, there ain't no chance it's ever going to be nice in time, right? Therefore, Zuck the Shach, he's inclined it should be mutter when it's noda. However, says the Shach, Acher Kechlos HaKol, this, by the way, is like the real Mussar Shmuz on Yerideya, the Shach, no? The Shach is really right, Amaisa. And the Shach says, you look at the Rishonim, you look at the Hagol Sharidur that the Torah Schatz is quoting, and you look at the Ramban, they're all saying it's also because it's Nosin Tam. And if it's not possible it's Nosin Tam, it should be Mutter. Certainly when it's Noida. Noida means that I know that the Taruv has happened. So there's a Chalos Bittul now. And the Shach says, I'm inclined it should be Mutter. Ma e'eseh, but ladaiti negadaitum. He says that the Ramah disagrees with me, and he digs up a Maharshal that disagrees with him. Right? And even though he thinks he's right, Bifrat am Megon, they're Machmir. So therefore the Shach says, you can't be Megon like my Svara, but B'makam Hefzeh Meruba, you can. No? It's like the whole, there's a whole Musa Shmuz. This whole Shach is like a Musa Shmuz. Like, each step along the way, it's like more and more exciting. He gets to the Isser V'Heter, right? He has like a fancy Shtickle Torah in the Isser V'Heter. Maybe, did any of you guys work on the Shach Shtickle Torah, the Isser V'Heter, what Shritasa, the Shach said? I don't think I understood it last time I did this. If anyone wants, we can talk about it in the Beis Medrash tomorrow. The Shritasa, that the Shach creates in the Isser V'Heter Ha'aruch. But, Achrei Kekos HaKol, the Shach L'Maisa is Machmir, that, like the Ramah, unless it's Hefzeh Merubah, But like the Rambam, 99% of the cases we're always going to say Chozer V'Neir. The Isser is always going to come back. What that probably means is that the Lomdus of Bittul is not a one-time thing. Bittul is not transformative. Bittul is that when you have Heter enough to be Mevato the Isser, then it becomes Mutter. But there's no complete transformation that occurs through Bittul. The Isser always remains latent. That's l'cha'ora, the Yesod HaDavar. Again, the Shach would be inclined. Remember, when we learned Kuf Tes, we spoke about maybe by Yavish B'Yavish there's some transformation. He could eat all of them at one time. Machlekes Rashba and Rash, remember? Achrei Kechlos HaKol, the whole discussion over here with Chayzer V'Neir really means that Isser, or potential Isser, I guess what Rebbe Chanan would call Sibas HaIsser, right, remains intact forever. La'olam va'ed. And when Isser is batal beheter, so that doesn't mean it's going to be mutter. Because if I'm going to add additional Isser on, then it could be Chayzer V'Neir. That's how we pass in Lahalacha, B'mokim hefzer merubah, if it's yavish b'yavish, min b'mino, so, and no doubt then the Shach says he thinks you could be, then the Shach says you could be mekel. Yeah.
The Beis Yosef says that within the rush, he's also going to hold the Chayzer V'Neir.
With the Bishol in successive phase, you're talking about. Yeah, so that's an interesting scenario. We spoke about that when we learned it with the Gain. That's changing Yavish B'Yavish to Lach B'Lach, and even the Rush would say Choser V'Neir L'Chora, right? Correct, and that is consistent with the way the Beis Yosef assumes over here, that we pass in Choser V'Neir by all cases, no? Even when it's Noda against the Rambam, he says the Rambam only said it by Truma. No? That's really what emerges. I don't know, sometimes I get excited when I like understand something, so that's what happened now, I think. Okay, fine. Any questions on the Chozer V'Neir element? Let's go on. So basically, La Halacha, we're passing that Bittul is a Pe'ula Memusheches. Bittul is an ongoing action that you require Bittul. The Ramah tells me, Viter, if you have a kezayis of cholov that falls into water and it becomes batul b'shishim, and then that water falls into a pot with basar, so basically since the cholov was already batul in the mayim, so it's all going to be mutter. Now, effectively what the Ramah is saying over here is like this. Since the even though the water has cholov in it, but l'maisa, that cholov is batul. So, of course, when it falls into Mayim, it's going to be Mutter. And that's basically the din. Comes along the Shach and Oschaf Beis, and he says, one second, Ramah, why do you have to tell me that? Isn't that Pashat? Of course it's Mutter. It's not Cholov anymore. Cholov fell into Mayim, it's Batul B'Shishim, so of course it's Mutter, no? That's the Shach's Taina. So the Shach and Oschaf Beis, and remember, the Shach is the coolest person ever. So the Shach and Oschaf Beis says, he thinks that the chiddush of this Ramah is that it's mutter to do this l'chatchila. No? Now, mutter to do what l'chatchila? So Yoel Unger is tining. That's mutter l'chatchila to pour milk into water and then pour it into meat. Right? So effectively what I could do is I could really have... I'm breaking rules, no? That's what Yoel Unger taina is. It's a taina.
Once the milk vidyeta falls into the water is a basar, which is what.
So, what Mr. Drury, what David is saying is that no, you can't do it lechatchila. You can't lechatchila put the milk into the water in order to put it into the meat. And the Prima Godim agrees with you. No? The Prima Godim here in Oschaf Beis, right, it's like the second line in Oschaf Beis. Umasha kasav hashach lechatchila, haynu lite lekedera. Avola arev hecholov im hamayin litain bebasar is aser kemoshe kasev the tzemach tzedek in simin pei. We already encountered the tzemach tzedek way back when we learned the Magen Avraham in Hilchos Pesach, but the Prima Godim is saying that when the Shach says that it's mutter lechatchila, what that means is that if the cholov fell into the mayim, I could add that mayim into the basar, but I'm not allowed to deliberately put cholov into my mayim. That I can't do. No. Adkan Divrei Harav Prima Godim. Now, a few points to be made on this Haneshach. First of all, the base mayor here raises an objection to the entire Shach. Remember, the Shach assumes that on some lechatchila level, I'm allowed to put my milky water into meat. No? Zuck the base mayor, that's a problem. You see, there's a discussion in the Gemara about pascha afo'o im hatzli. Let's say I bake bread with meat in the oven. Am I allowed to eat that bread with milchik dressing, with kutach? So, it's a discussion in the Gemara Pesachim, do I pass in Recha Milsehi or Recha Lav Milsehi? And it's a discussion how we pass in Mahalacha, it's not Pashat. And there's a discussion what the nature of the Isser is, also not Pashat. But one of the possible Hezbeir for the Isser is a famous Rif. The Rif Tainas, that the reason why Pascha Afo'o Im Hatzli is Aser Lo Ochlai Bekutach, the Rif says I'm not allowed to eat that bread that I bake with meat. I can't eat that bread with milchik dressing. In other words, I can't take the bread. And this could happen all the time. No, you bake bread in the oven with some meat in the oven at the same time. Am I allowed to put butter in that bread? So we pask him, you're not allowed to. Why not? Zuck the Rif, because it's a Davish Yeshlo Matirin. Now, Davish Yeshlo Matirin we'll encounter in a few weeks, pretty soon I hope. Davish Yeshlo Matirin means that the thing that formerly was Usser becomes Mutter. This is not really a Davish Yeshlo Matirin, but it's akin to Davish Yeshlo Matirin. I could eat this bread with fleishiks all the time. Why do I have to use this bread to put butter on it? Put salami on it. Everybody knows, by the way, Rebbe will say, salami is much better than butter. No? It's pashat. Certainly pastrami. Okay, so the Rif says it's a davash yeshlo matirin. You don't have to eat the bread with kutach. Therefore, zak the Rif, it's going to be... Therefore, it's going to be usher to eat it with kutach. It's a davish yeshlo matirin, eat it with meat. Ad kan divrei harif. Based on this, the Beis Meir Tainas, he says, 1 second, the cholov that's in the mayim and is batal, it's similar to the case of recha over there, that you have a teeny bit of flavor in the bread and it's probably batal, it doesn't really taste fleishik. But the Rif says, still don't eat that bread with milchiks. So here also, shouldn't I say, still don't use that water with fleishiks, because the water has cholov in it, no? Based on this kasha, the Beis Meir rejects the entire shach. The Beis Meir says, there's no heter to do it lechatchila, because just like the Rif Tainud, that the basar that's baked with tzli is a davar sheyesh lo matirin, here also it's going to be asar. Ad kan divrei harav Beis Meir. Reb Fivel Cohen in the Badei HaShulchan points out, I think it's on page Sadihei, and Reb Fivel says that he thinks that we don't paskin like that Rif. He has rayas that the Rif's hesber in the din of the bread that's baked with the meat is not the accepted explanation, and as such, the whole Beis Meir's kasha falls away. The Beis Meir is a good kasha according to that Rif, but we don't hold like that Rif. Ad kan, right, in the Badei HaShulchan. But that's not really the interesting part over here. The interesting part over here is this comment of the Prima Gadim. The Prima Gadim says that lechatchila, I'm not allowed to put milk in water in order to use that water with meat, even though it's going to be batal. Now, one could argue as follows. The halacha is, ein mevatlin iser lechatchila, no? Am I allowed to be mevatel, heter, lechatchila? Cholov. Don't ask Rav Shechta this question. But cholov, is it mutter or aser? Mutter, no? Milk is kosher.
That assumes
that
there's
mitzvah
here.
What?
That assumes that heter is mevatel, heter.
So it's heter, mevatel, heter. The Shach pointed out from Simin Resh Tzadi Tes. So even though we usually assume that heter can't be mevatel heter, but by Bosa B'cholav there's a new din of Derech Bishul Asar Teira, which means that the Isser Bosa B'cholav only sets in when you have enough milk there that you would add the milk to a recipe. Once the milk is bottled in the Mayim, so it's not Derech Bishul Asar Teira, no? Again, I'm reading a little bit into the continuation of that Shach. So the kasha is, how on earth could the Shach say again, the prima gadim's pshat in the shach, which is presumably the accepted pshat in the shach, how can the prima gadim taina that I'm not allowed to lechatchila put the milk into the water, that would be included in eim avat l'nisra lechatchila? And the prima gadim quoted this from the Tzemach Tzedek. The Tzemach Tzedek says, I'm not allowed to put chelev chita into the yayin before Pesach, because what's it called? It's eim avat l'nisra lechatchila. Right? In both cases, it's heter, it's not aser, and maybe there's no din of eim avatman, heter l'chatchila. And they point out that there, if you look in the Bayer Hetev, in Simin Pezayin Os Beis, right? The first Bayer Hetev in Basar B'Cholav. The Bayer Hetev in Simin Pezayin says that one of the manufacturers of sugar apparently used to make sugar with a little bit of cholav in it. And the Radvaz is quoted in the Bayer Hetev, says that it's perfectly permitted to make sugar that way. No, because it's all going to be bottled. The amount of cholav in the sugar is going to be bottled. Even if you use the sugar on meat, it's bottle. All is mutter. No. So the Radvaz l'chaora, I shouldn't say l'chaora. The Radvaz is arguing on this prima gadim. The prima gadim is nemingon. Prima gadim is assuming there's a din of ein mevatlin. Heter lechatchila. I'm not allowed to deliberately add milk to my water in order to put that water in with meat. The Radvaz is assuming that it's heter gamur to make sugar that has some milk in it, providing that's all going to be bottled. It should be eim avatman isur lechatchila. Apparently, what the Radvaz is saying is that the din is eim avatman isur lechatchila. There's no din of eim avatman heter lechatchila. In the work, Megillah Sefer, my buddy. So Megillah Sefer wants to say that he has two rayas that you're allowed to be mevatel heter lechatchila. One of them we encountered already, and we spoke about this a few minutes ago in Simen Kuf Tes. Let's say I have a taruvus of yavesh b'yavesh, right? An iser b'heter, yavesh b'yavesh, so chavit ra'eh is going to be batel, correct? And let's say then I want to cook that with other stuff. So then I run the risk of choyzer v'neyer, correct? Maybe what I could do, and it says in Shulchan Aruch I'm allowed to do this, is I could be meisif olav levatlo. Before I cook it, let me add additional heter, so that it will have shishim, kenegdo, and then I'll be mevatlo. Eim avatlo nesu l'chatzchilo. Apparently we say, no, that's not called eim avatlo nesu l'chatzchilo, because right now it's heter. And there's no din of eim avatlo heter l'chatzchilo. Similarly, we have in the Rechaim Simin Tafresh Chaflav. There's a halacha that my sukkah has to be Tzilasa Meruba Mechamasa. No? It has to be that I have more shade than they have sun in the sukkah. How exactly you measure this, the details are very complicated. Now, one of the shailas that comes up, if I have a sukkah under a tree, that's what Simin Tafresh Chaflav is about in the Rechaim. If I have a sukkah under a tree, so what's the halacha? So, technically speaking, the sukkah under the tree is going to be kosher, for it will be Tzilasa Meruba Mechamasa from the schach alone, without the tree. Let's say it would not be tzilas meruba mechamasa from the schach alone. Let's say in order to be tzilas meruba mechamasa, I need the tree's shade as well. So it says in Shulchan Aruch, the Magen Avraham and the Taz elaborate, that what I do is before Yontav, I fold the tree down, I bend the tree down, and I ma'arev the tree shade with the schach shade, and it's going to be batel. They ask Akasha, how's that permitted? Isn't that Ein Mevatlin Iser Lechatzchila? No? So the Magen Avraham over there has two answers to this Kasha. The first answer of the Magen Avraham is the one that we're going to talk about. The Magen Avraham says, that's not Ein Mevatlin Iser Lechatzchila, because when am I bending the tree down? Obviously, I'm not doing it on Yontiv, I'm doing it Erev Yontiv. I'm doing it Erev Yontiv, so it's still Heter. There's no Iser to sit under a tree on Yontiv, no? So, and there's no din of Eim Mevatlin Heter Lechatchila. It's a din of Eim Mevatlin Iser Lechatchila. This question, right, what we're saying is that there's a machlekes prima gadim and Radvaz, whether there's a din of Eim Mevatlin Heter Lechatchila. This question, and this is my own shtickle title, although I have to admit I was inspired to this by reading the Megillah Sefer, but I think it's my own. This question might depend on the reasons fundamentally for Eim Avatman Nisro Chatchila. Is Eim Avatman Nisro Chatchila based on that I might make a mistake and maybe it won't be bottle? Whereas Eim of Atman Nisal Chatchila, based on the Svara that we were playing with for a very long time, which is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants Isser to remain Isser and Heter to remain Heter. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want me to be Masig Gvol. No? We don't want Yisurim to become Mutter. Lucha Ora, if it's the Pshat that I might make a mistake, so then I could argue that I should also not be Mavatala Heter L'Chatchila. In this situation, right? What am I going to do? I'm going to add cholov into the mayim. I'm going to say it's going to be mutter then to put it in the basar. Well, maybe I made a mistake. Maybe I thought it was shishim and maybe it was only chamishim v'teisha. And then maybe it's going to be asr later on, no? Again, you'd have to make a calculation of how much that even start from the mayim to the basar to be mevatel the amount of real cholov. But maybe you make a mistake. If it's out making a mistake, so hasvara no senes, that din would be even ein levatlan heter l'chatchila, which is what the Prima Gadam assumes. The Radvaz who assumes that there's no din of ein levatlan isra, that there's no din of ein levatlan heter l'chatchila. The Radvaz who assumes there's only a din of ein levatlan isra l'chatchila, maybe assumes that the lumdus of ein levatlan isra l'chatchila is that Kaddish Baruch Hu, or the rabbis, whoever you want to say it, doesn't want us to be masig vol, doesn't want us to make Isser into Heter. You're allowed to turn Friday night into Shabbos, but you can't turn Isser into Heter. So that's really what the pshat in this din might be. Look in the Yad Yehuda in Os Yudalid in the Bir Ha'aruch. The Yad Yehuda in Os Yudalid has a discussion. Am I allowed? Most assume that dinim of sakana. Like, let's say at the time of the Gemara, Mayim Megulam was also Rishon Sakana, no? Water that was left out at night, we were worried that maybe a snake got to it. So most assume that Dinam of Sakana is going to be Batal B'Shishim. Am I allowed to be Mevatel in Isra of Sakana L'Chatchila? So the Yad Yehuda and the Bir Ha'aruch in Os Yudalad points out that he thinks you're not allowed to because maybe you won't have the right shear. And he tzushtels it to the case of a mevatlin heter, the case of the Radvaz with the cholov, etc., the cholov and the sugar. Right? This issue, though, would lead us in the direct. In other words, he assumes that that case of the sugar is going to be usher, like the Prima Gadam says. However, the Radvaz, who assumes it's going to be mutter, obviously is taking the different approach. He's assuming that lomdus vei mevatlin esher l'chatchila is true only by isher, not by heter, based on the reasons that we gave. Tomorrow, I might want to make one or two ha'aras on Se'if Zayin, not sure yet, but then we'll move on and we'll, you should begin Simen Kuf. I have on Simen Kuf a very good sefer about Beria that we're going to talk about, Rav Eitam Henkin, who was just killed, HaKadosh Hashem, no? Has a book, Lachem Yela Achla, which I got, you can get on his website. It's an excellent book about bugs that's really going to be very relevant for Simen Kuf that we're going to be talking about. We're going to be spending a lot of time on bugs. A lot of time probably means two shiurim. Okay, have a good day.